Shalom Mishpacha. Shalom family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. And literally, the wall of separation, it's crumbling between the Jew and Gentile. I mean, even the book of Ephesians tells us the reason that Jesus came was to break down the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile to form his full body called one new man. And the body of Messiah is deficient without the Gentile believer. The body of Messiah is deficient without the Jewish believer. And that's the way God made it. My guest in the studio is Terry Shuttlesworth. He comes from a family of men and women that have a hunger for God. And, you know, the Bible says, Terry, you're supposed to provoke the Jew to jealousy. I say, unfair. How come so many people in your family move and it's extraordinary signs and wonders? Was it just contagious in your family?
No, I think that what we're looking at is people who pass on gifts. I mean, just like anything is passed on in a family that is of value, whether someone's saved or not, if something's valuable in a family, then they pass it on to the next generation. And I'm reminded of the Apostle Paul when he said that he desired to come and lay his hands on Timothy because he saw first there was a faith in his grandmother and then in his mother, and then he believed that it was also in Timothy as well. He said, I want to come and lay my hands on you and stir up the gift of God that is in you. You know, today we live in a time where churches are not even laying hands, many of them, on people anymore.
Well, they don't have anything to impart, so
exactly.
What difference does it make?
But if we are to be the people of God and the generation of God that God wants us to be, then I believe ministries like yours, ministries like mine, are called to raise up a generation to at least make them vitally aware that there is no Christianity without the supernatural power of God.
And speaking of the supernatural, on yesterday's broadcast, you were telling, as a young boy, you had a supernatural experience that you will never, ever forget. Would you tell us briefly that again?
Yeah, I believe we've stopped when I told you that the ram's horn, which I didn't know what it was at the
shofar
time. I had no idea what it was, but I saw it as something that I saw during harvest time when I was a little boy, and my mother used to put out the decorations, and I can remember that that's what it looked like. It was the anointing that I saw in that gold liquid that came out and came over the world. The anointing of God was just saturating the planet. Then when it disappeared and the hand of God came toward me and the finger of God touched my lips, I began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave me utterance, according to Acts chapter 2 and according to Acts chapter 1, verse 8, where Christ said that we would receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon us. And of course, we know that in the book of Acts, when the apostle visited Cornelius and his home and had preached the gospel to them, then they asked them, have you received the power since you believed? So they believed in the dunamis power of God, or the ability, the efficiency, and the strength of God that's imparted to us by the Holy Ghost. In my church, you know, in Virginia Beach, one of the things that I preach on a constant basis is, how can we be the living body of Jesus Christ without the Spirit? It is impossible to be alive in God without the power of the Holy Ghost. And when that hand touched me, Sid, I'm telling you, I went out under the power of God. I didn't know how long that I was down on the floor. My mother, the pastor of the church, and one dear praying saint were the only ones that remained in that building. When I came back to my consciousness of where I was, 12 years old now, it was almost 2:30 in the morning. And they said that I had been praying in the Spirit for over 4 hours. When I was down on the ground praying in the Holy Ghost, evidently it was during that time, God called me into the ministry. He explained to me in my spirit what I had seen in that vision. He said that that's the world that I'm calling you to go preach to. He said that what I have is from heaven. He said, I have an anointing that reaches the nations. And then when that disappeared and God touched my lips, he said, now I'm anointing your mouth to speak for me. And when I tell you to speak, then that's what I want you to do. And when you do, he said, I'm going to release my power like I've showed it to you here, and you're going to see things happen. You're going to see people get saved, and you're going to see people get healed, and you're going to see people receive miracles. That was my calling at 12 years of age. That's when I knew that God had a mission for me that I needed to accomplish. And with that in mind, you might say, well, you know, it's on your father, and you have three brothers, and they're in the ministry. And now, some things are uniquely supernatural. I believe your ministry, as we've talked, it's just God's grace many times that keeps you, where at other times anything could take you out. But when the grace of God is on you to accomplish something on the planet, then God is so involved with your life that he won't even, there are some people that they should have died, but they won't die because the grace of God is on them to impart to a generation the power and the miracles of God. You know, when the apostle says, and it's amazing to me, I was looking at this the other day, the age of Paul that he lived in, the philosophical age being the age of the question. I believe we've come full spin right back to that place where people are not answering the question that needs to be answered. Whom do men say that I am? Jesus said to his apostle. And if you look at that, and then you go back to Paul, what Paul said, that I might know him in the demonstration and the power that is in the words that I speak. The Amplified says that when I speak, holy emotions are stirred in people. He said, I have a supernatural ability now when I speak, not to get involved in just philosophical debate, but to literally prophesy or to speak the words of God so that when we do, supernatural things happen on the inside of people. Their emotions, the Bible says in the Amplified, are stirred to holiness or are stirred to God, to the unlikeness of God. So the supernatural, he said, comes out of what we have to say. So when I looked at that, and then I looked at what Jesus said to his disciple, whom do men say that I am? He began to retort in the philosophical. Well, some say that you're just a prophet. Some say the spirit of Elijah. But Jesus brought him down to an answer. He said, but who do you say? I mean, there are people listening to us right now in the radio program, and maybe you're listening to me, and the word that's going out to you right now is, who do you say Jesus is? If you just say that he's one among many, you've missed it. He said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. You were asking me before, how are we supposed to change when so much is happening in the world? But if there's not somebody out there to stand up and stand for Jesus Christ and for the supernatural, change will never be wrought because there is no ability to draw a comparison or a contrast. So, you know, to me, it's not the end, it's the beginning. Where sin abounds, grace doth much more abound. And so the darker it is, all it takes is one light. But if there are many light, then I can see where God is going to have a great revival of miracles on this planet before Jesus returns for his church and we rise to meet him.
Well, you even went further than that. But Mishpocha, you don't know Terry's background. He has a prophetic ministry, as you've heard. And this prophetic ministry, you told me before we sat down in the air that God showed you what is going to happen this year. Would you share that now?
Yeah, this year in 2007 is a year of release. God spoke to me out of Deuteronomy when Moses was getting ready to leave the earth. And he got the tribes together. He got the heads of the tribes and he got Joshua together. And he said, this is going to be read before the people every seventh year. And of course, we don't have time to go into it, but it deals with the Feast of the Tabernacles and all that goes into the celebration of the Exodus and the people of God leaving out of Egypt and also coming into the promises of God. And this is a year, if you're listening to me, this is your year to come in to the miracles of God. 2007 is going to be a time, I believe, Sid, where you're going to see a separation. And it's going to come through the manifestation of God. Separation is evidenced by the miracles of God. When the miracle takes place, it is undeniable. When God does something, nobody can say they did it. And I believe that your listeners are going to have miracles happen in their life this year in 2007. Those people who have tuned into you, those people have been faithful to listen to the voice of God through this ministry. As all these ministries have come in, I don't know what they say. I can't speak for them. But I'm telling you that 2007 is your year of release. Now, one of the things that happened in the year of release was that for Israel, they sacrificed and gave offerings to God. throughout that time. But at the end of that time, they believed that they were coming into their new harvest. They believed that they were coming into their new beginnings. And I'm telling you that 2007 is leading us into a mighty 2008. 2008 is what I believe on this planet is God's year of new beginnings, not just for the church, for many people right now who have never darkened the door of a church. They are going to see God like never before in 2008. 2008 is significant. It is a time that God is going to bring the church into a greater manifestation of power. But 2007 is that year of perfection, and it's that year of presentation and position. You have to position yourself this year for what God wants to do in 2008.
Well, you know, Terry, I happen to believe you were involved in an extended fast, and God gave you revelations from King David, which you wrote in a book. And there have been many books about King David. He's a very intriguing man in history. His intimacy with God, his human failures, and God's grace, many books on that. But what you have in this is not just a teaching history. It's supernatural. Explain that.
No, when God gave me this book, he gave it to me on an extended fast. It was a 40-day fast that I'd gone into, and I fasted many times, 21 days, 30 days, you know, 3 days, whatever God's asked throughout our ministry, but I had never fasted 40 days before. And during that time, God spoke to me, and he said, I want you to begin to write some thoughts that I'm going to give you that are relevant to the body of Christ at this time, and they're going to be in regard to King David. And I begin to write the thoughts down. I just thought God was going to give me, you know, material to speak on, to preach on as we travel and do what we do. But it was more than that. God wanted me to write this book. And so what I did during that time, God spoke to me coming through the end of that fast. And he said, I want you to take the thoughts now, and I want you to elaborate on them. And I want you to write a book in simplicity that anybody that picks it up, they can read it and understand more about what I want to do in them and show them how I did it through David.
Listen, this is the year of release. You heard that prophecy from Terry, and I believe this is a book that'll set the standard. In fact, the title is Standard for Success. We're making it available for a donation of $16. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.